KNOM Update News. I'm Matthew Smith, and it's 9:02. A Fairbanks woman has been sentenced to prison in the death of 11-year-old Jameson Thrun. 69-year-old Yi Ki Kim was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison yesterday for striking the boy with her sport utility vehicle as he walked to school last August. Superior Court Judge Randy Olson sentenced Kim to 10 years in prison with 6.5 years suspended. 5 years of probation will be served after her release. Kim was driving toward University Park Elementary School when she failed to turn right and her SUV jumped the curb and hit Jameson. She was arrested at the scene after failing field sobriety tests for apparently taking several prescription medications the morning of the crash. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports Olson deliberated over the sentence and said he gave considerable weight to Kim's age when deciding. Jameson's grandmother, Cussie Cower, says the family is not happy with the verdict. A 26-year-old Kalskag man has been charged with punching a woman and firing about 50 rounds into a sport utility vehicle. Michael Hetherington is being held on charges of domestic violence assault and weapons misconduct. Alaska State Troopers took a call from a Kalskag woman just before 6:30 a.m. Tuesday that Hetherington had beaten her. Officers reached the village 3 hours later. Troopers say Hetherington acknowledged punching the woman 3 times in the head and trying to knock her out because he didn't like the way she was acting. He told troopers he took the woman home but still needed to blow off some steam, so he got out his .45 caliber handgun and shot out the windows, tires, engine, and body of his SUV. Troopers seized Hetherington's gun in the arrest. The first opening of the June sockeye salmon fishery in Area M is underway, but many of the seine vessels that would normally be fishing are standing down. KDLG's Mike Mason reports that this is the third year in a row that the 35 members of the Area M Seiners Association have voted to sit out the first opener of the June sockeye salmon fishery. In a written statement, the association president, Glenn Gardner Jr., asserted that the association realizes that chum salmon catches during the June fishery are politically dangerous. That's because many commercial and subsistence fishermen in the Arctic, Yukon, and Kuskokwim regions believe that the harvest of chum salmon in Area M is negatively affecting chum salmon runs. Gardner notes that the association members believe that scientific studies currently underway will demonstrate that the Area M sockeye salmon fishery has very little impact on the chum salmon stocks overall. However, he admits that the issue will continue to be sensitive for Area M fishermen until the public and the Alaska Board of Fisheries have the time to review the studies. The Area M Seiners Association met on Tuesday to discuss their options. During that meeting, they decided to stand down because of reports from subsistence fishermen that the chum to sockeye ratios are high. The first opener of the June sockeye salmon fishery got started yesterday morning at 6 a.m. and will end Sunday night at 10 o'clock. Gardner asserts that giving up fishing time after a long winter is a tough decision, but one that the association believes is necessary. A memorial is planned Thursday for 3 Alaska-based soldiers killed in Afghanistan this past May. U.S. Army officials in Alaska say in a release that the 4th Airborne Brigade Combat Team will lead the ceremony, which begins at 1 p.m. in the Soldiers' Chapel at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. The service will honor Staff Sergeant Thomas Kent Fogarty of Alameda, California, who was killed May 6th by a roadside bomb, as well as Sergeant Brian Lloyd Walker of Lucerne Valley, California, and Private First Class Richard L. McNulty III of Rolla, Missouri. Both died when their vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb on May 13th. 15 graduates of the Department of Public Safety Training Academy will be honored Thursday in ceremonies in Sitka. The Alaska State Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says the new graduates of the Alaska Law Enforcement Training Session represent 8 law enforcement agencies. The new graduates will work for Alaska State Parks, the Troopers Patrol and Wildlife Divisions, and the Seldovia, Valdez, Metlakatla, Soldotna, and Nome Police Departments. In commemoration of National Hunger Awareness Day, the Nome Food Bank is encouraging Nomites to join them today for a lunch fast for hunger.
We're asking community members in Nome to participate in a lunchtime fast. So the idea is that instead of going out to a restaurant or maybe even making lunch at home, to participate in your own way and take the money you would have spent on that food and donate it to the food bank.
Lukey Gail Tobin is a volunteer with the food bank helping to organize the Lunch Fest for Hunger today. She and other volunteers will be on hand at the food bank tonight between 5:30 and 7 o'clock to accept donations generated by today's fast. Food bank director Paula Davis says summer demand has spiked at a time when local donations have fallen. She's been appealing to businesses and organizations throughout Nome for help in filling the food bank shelves.
Donations are awesome. Food donations are the best because donations of food is very easy for me to work with. Of course, monetary donations are awesome. It's very easy for me to accept any or all kinds of food.
A list of requested food items can be found online at nomecc.org. Donations for the lunch fast can be dropped off at the food bank tonight at the corner of Baring and Sepala between 5:30 and 7 o'clock. To hear more about today's Lunch Fast for Hunger and about the Nome Food Bank, you can listen to Profiles after the weather this hour and after the 6 p.m. weather. Taking a look at the price of gold in New York this hour, gold was down $26.20, trading at $1,594.50 an ounce. Silver was also down this hour, down 72 cents to $28.81 an ounce. The price of zinc was at 86 cents per pound, and Alaska Airlines Flight 151 left Kotzebue at 8:07 this morning and was expected to arrive in Nome a few minutes early at 8:57. It's unofficially 54 degrees outside the KNOM station, 9 minutes past 9 o'clock.